This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Citizens Research Council of Michigan has released a new report on earmarking state revenues. The council's senior research associate, Craig Thiel, joins us coming up. But first,
Billy Mills' entry on the U.S. Track and Field Hall of Fame website says his gold medal win in the 10,000 meters at the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo is described as the greatest upset in Olympic history. He was the second Native American to win an Olympic gold medal. Mills' story was the subject of the 1983 movie Running Brave, starring Robbie Benson. Mills then helped launch the foundation Running Strong in 1986. It is still helping American Indians with food, shelter, and self-sufficiency. Billy Mills will speak at Western Michigan University on Monday, September 21st. Billy Mills, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I'm anxious to be there for the presentation and then to meet the young people I'll be speaking to.
So when you won the Olympic gold medal in 1964, it was described as this major upset. People were shocked that you were able to win that race. How surprising was it to you, or did you have a lot of confidence going in?
You know, I actually have documented in my journal about 32 affirmations saying gold medal, 10,000-meter run, that the Creator has given me the ability, that the rest is up to me, believe, believe, believe. And the night before the Olympic 10,000-meter race, I reviewed my journal. I reviewed 18 months of training. And my final writing in the journal was, gold medal, 10,000-meter run. God's given me the ability. The rest is up to me. Believe, believe, believe. And following when I won the race, the next day, after the race, I write in the journal, thank you, God. I was innocent, naive, but I definitely felt that I had a chance to win.
I happened to find a YouTube video showing the race, or part of it anyway. At one point, fairly early, you are sort of in the middle of the pack.
Ron Clark has the lead. Billy Mills of the United States is in there, a man no one expects to win this particular event.
Was that the way that most people viewed you then? And did you realize that? Did you realize that people thought that you were probably not going to win or even come close to winning?
I definitely felt my wife and I, and perhaps one or two others, thought I could definitely be in the medal position. But I wrote down many, many times, gold medal, 10,000-meter run. And where the strength of my victory started, years ago, my mom died. I'm 8 years old. And I remember my dad hugging me and saying, son, you have broken wings. It takes a dream, the pursuit of a dream, to heal broken wings. When your wings are broken, your soul's broken. You've got to find a dream, son. My dad died when I was 12. I came so close to suicide my junior year in college, never feeling like I belonged. And the racism was on the verge of crushing me. I was going to jump from the fourth floor. I didn't hear through my ears, underneath my skin, energy, movement, don't. I thought it was my dad's voice. I got off the chair and wanting to heal a broken soul, just wanting to heal broken wings, I wrote down a dream. Gold medal, 10,000-meter run. Believe, 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 believe. And that's where the birth of truly believing that I could win a gold medal at the Olympic Games was born.
You mentioned racism. This event happens in 1964, sort of the middle, you might say, of the civil rights movement in the United States. So what did it mean for a Native American to win a gold medal for the United States, and to this day, the only gold medal that the Americans have ever won in the 10,000 meters? So you were breaking barriers in several ways. How important was it to happen at that time in American history?
Well, I think it was important in many ways, obviously, for me. I had to find out how I belonged in this beautiful country. And I've been blessed to travel now to 108 different countries, half a dozen times around the world. I'm blessed to have friends in 189 countries throughout the world. And when I come back home, I see in so many ways how sheltered and how naive this beautiful country of ours is when it comes to international issues. Just different groups of people throughout the world were very, very naive. And I see fear in our country, which is very similar in a sense to the fear I had when I was leaving the reservation and trying to seek the horizon of my future, trying to determine what area I should go in regards to educating myself so I could make a living and maybe empower myself, my family, and the world. Only later did I realize how powerful that moment was for other people, not just other people in America, not just other people on the Indian reservations, for example, but an example. 2 years ago, my wife and I were in Cape Town, Africa, and I'm almost a 3 million mile flyer on United. So if we wait and delay a few flights, there's a good chance we could be upgraded. So we decided to wait so we can get the upgrade back to San Francisco, business class, instead of me sitting in the middle seat in coach. And my wife was going to go down in this Indian health spa to get a massage. I go down there with her, and this beautiful young lady, she looked like a Navajo Indian girl, picked up a sheet of paper and said, "Mrs. Patricia Mills, I'm your therapist. Follow me, please." And they walk off. I go back an hour and a half later. This young girl is there with my wife wanting to meet me.
Mills says his wife had struck up a conversation with the woman giving her a massage. The woman was Tibetan, born in northern India. She was going to be part of an arranged marriage. But the woman told Mills' wife, Pat, that her brother stood up to their father. To make the case, he showed the family a movie. It was the 1983 film Running Brave, with Robbie Benson playing Billy Mills. Clips can be found on YouTube.
"Ever since I was a kid, running has been my freedom, my happiness. It's made me feel different from everybody else, and yet it made me feel at one with everything. It's kind of scary leaving the reservation, but I want to prove that this is one Indian who can make it in the white world."
My wife said, "Well, Billy's here. He's here with me." And she said the worst thing she could have said, because her massage went downhill. And they finished early, and they go out and wait for me to show up. And this young girl gave me a hug, and she said, "You're like an uncle to me." Now, that story can be duplicated 50, 60, 100 times as we travel throughout the world in different ways.
So winning a gold medal obviously changed your life, but a story like that shows how there are ripple effects, I suppose, that it reached other people as well. Do you sort of see it that way, that your gold medal did something for you, but it's also done something for many other people, perhaps gave them hope where it didn't exist before?
Yes, in a way, you're definitely correct. A friend of ours from the Maldives, Dr. Hussein Halim, got a hold of me through Dick Fosbury, this great Olympic high jumper. She revolutionized the world with the Fosbury flop in high jumping.
Where you go over the bar backwards, right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So Dr. Hussein Halim was in Hawaii going through Homeland Security for his country. And he said, "I want to fly to California to meet Billy and Pat Mills. The movie on Billy changed my life." I just happened to be speaking the following week to 1,300 soldiers at Schofield Barracks. And my wife told Dr. Hussein Halim through email, he said, "Get me into the presentation. Get me into the presentation. The movie on Billy's life, you and Billy saved my life." I spoke. Dr. Hussein Halim stands up and demands 5 minutes. The military gave him 5 minutes. He said to the military, 1,300 soldiers, "I'm Islamic faith, I'm Muslim, I'm a two-time Olympian. The movie you saw last night, I've watched 70 times. Billy and Pat have become my auntie and my uncle. I just met them today," right before Billy spoke. And he said this, "Billy's father was teaching him virtues and values. Billy's father died. My father was teaching me virtues and values. My father died. If my father was alive today, he'd be the age of Billy. he was teaching me like Billy's father was teaching him. So I adopted Billy as my uncle. I adopted Pat as my auntie. He said, I was given a new teacher when my father died. My new teacher was teaching me to hate the Jew, to hate the Christian, to hate the infidel, the people of the West. I couldn't do that. My father was teaching me that we're all related, which happens to be a very powerful prayer within my tribe. My father was teaching me that we're all related. I was discarded. A school teacher took me, showed me the movie Running Brave on Billy's life. I wanted to be like Billy. I was going to change my name to Billy. I couldn't do it because I found out Billy's a short name for William. William's a Christian name. I'm Muslim. I'm Islamic faith. I wanted to become an Olympian. Today I'm a two-time Olympian. Billy's a one-time Olympian. Billy has a gold medal. I finished second to last twice in the marathon. But those two issues, those two circumstances, are not what we took from sport. Today, because of sport, because of the Olympics, I have friends who are Jewish. We've expressed our love to one another. I have friends who are Christian. We've expressed our love to one another. I don't know if Billy's a Christian. I don't know if he follows his Native American spirituality or if he draws from both. That's not an issue. What is the achievement that I've been able to grasp is that we are all related. And he thanked our young men and women for their efforts to bring peace to the world and help globally understand we're all related. And then he sat down. It was totally quiet. Then boom, they stood, starting to give him the standing ovation.
Tell us some more about what Running Strong does.
When I won my gold medal at the Olympic Games, I truly felt, number one, I choreographed it, I orchestrated it, but when it was achieved, I felt so powerfully that moment was a gift. So I wanted to give back. And my giveaway, giving back to those people that helped me, is the Running Strong program. Almost 30 years ago, I met Gene Kresek, and together we formed Running Strong for American Indian Youth. He had a nonprofit called Christian Relief Services. Under Christian Relief Services was America Helping Americans, International Relief and Rescue, and we formed Running Strong for American Indian Youth. Later, I helped him, introducing him to Kip Kano, and Bread and Water for Africa was formed. So with Running Strong for American Indian Youth, I wanted to give back to the community for empowering me. And the way the community empowered me, as a young boy growing up, I was taught to honor myself so I could honor my family, I could honor my tribal nation, and in so doing, I could honor the United States of America and try to make the world a better place. So I wanted to give back to multitudes of people worldwide that helped me win a gold medal. I was a very astute distance runner. I studied the sport. I learned about how the people were training, etc., and I took from them ideas on how to train myself and won a gold medal, and I felt it was a gift.
Mills says the foundation has built dialysis clinics on reservations, established food banks, and drilled wells for fresh water.
On the 50th anniversary of me winning the gold medal, I wanted to give back again to those people that helped empower that moment. And we created the Dream Starter program where for 5 years now. This is the second year coming up. We accept applications from a young Native person, an American Indian person, on or off the reservation, who has a dream that can empower his or her community. And they partner with a nonprofit organization, and they come up with a plan on how they can implement this young person's dream. And they apply to us for a grant. We pick 10 grants, 10 a year for 5 years, $10,000 grants, equating to the 10,000-meter run, and 5 years makes 50, celebrating the 50th anniversary of me winning the gold medal at the Olympic Games. And we bring them into Washington, D.C. for 4 days for a Dream Starter Academy and review the concepts of how they will implement their dream. They go back to their local community, and with their nonprofit they chose, they start the implementation of it.
Gamuti is out in front. No, Clark is taking him. No, Gamuti is staving off the challenge. Clark is sprinting. Gamuti is out in front by yard. Here comes Mills of the USA! Mills of the USA! He won! He won! Followed by Gamuti and Clark. Olympic record. 28 minutes, 24 and one-tenth seconds. What a fantastic victory for the United States. We've just seen one of the most spectacular races in the history of the Olympic Games.
I'm blessed. At one time on the verge of suicide and looking inwardly, and not only inside of myself, but inside of our country, inside of my tribal nation, and then finding commonality and using that commonality to reach out and to try to make the world a better place.
Billy Mills, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Billy Mills is the 1964 Olympic gold medalist in the 10,000-meter run. He's the founder of the Running Strong Foundation. Mills will speak Monday night at the Bernhard Center at Western Michigan University. More details can be found at WMUK.org. There's also a longer version of this interview at our website, where you can hear Billy Mills' thoughts on the nickname of Washington, D.C.'s NFL team.